It's Tuesday, the 17th of May, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host Ace, and joining me is Gozugoz.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
No, wrong podcast.
Okay.
You're supposed to just say hi. Yeah, there we go. If you're wondering which podcast he's supposed he thinks he's on, it's the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. But I'm sure you are subscribed to that and listen to us talk about anime based on games every couple of weeks, don't you? Just pause this and go subscribe. You know when you want to.
Oh.
We've got some things to talk about, but we'll start with, what have you been playing, Gozugoz? What do you want to tell us about?
I guess I'll tell about the B-Rising that I played closed beta. Now it's released in early access on Steam, but there was closed beta right before that for reasons. And yeah, I played a bit of that. It's like a survival building crafting game, but with you're a vampire, and like being a vampire is central to everything you do. Like day night cycle. During the day, you need to stick to the shadows or you'll burn. And when there's a blood moon, you get stronger.
You can't have like garlic bread as a starter.
Oh, like a dish?
Yeah.
There's actually garlic in, like, NPC human settlements. And, like, you get garlic stacks that make you take more damage and also makes you smell bad, it says.
That's interesting.
Makes you smell bad, and apparently enemies can detect you easier because of that.
So do you like the gameplay loop, or you're not going to pick it up now it's out in early access? Or
I mean I had a bit mixed feelings about it, but mostly because of the, like, I would get stuck just trying to progress through the tech tree. And also, like, it seems like the main thing to do at the moment is just progressing through the tech tree. Like, you get bone weapons, then iron weapons, then you can build wooden walls, then brick walls, whatever. And that seems to be the main aim for doing anything, which, like, that might fizzle out fast, because I mean, in similar games that I played in the past that were about building crafting, that's basically you reach the end of the tech tree and there's not much to do. I guess in Minecraft you can get creative, but in many other games, yeah, it's like the moment you can sustain yourself in your little settlement or whatever, that's basically, there's no challenge anymore and there's not much reason to play, unless there's PvP and, like, you may want to destroy other people's stuff when they are trying to get through the tech tree. So that's like, I mean it's just entered early access, so they're gonna do some more stuff with it, or a bunch of stuff, because early access.
Plenty of time for him to work on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, like, my worries might be, like, addressed. But yeah, at the moment, it's there's not a lot to do, I guess, unless you play with friends, maybe.
No, fair enough. If you're interested in reading more about this game, we have a preview on GameGrin.com written by podcasting's very own Artura.
Artura, yay! Hi, Artura. You're not watching this podcast, but hi. I mean, listening. There's no video.
I mean, you could watch the bars on your MP3 player go up and down. I don't know what sort of MP3 player you have.
Now people who are listening to this are confused. What? There's video? There's video where?
There's video of the Pals Anime Lounge podcast.
Yeah, you should go watch that. Or listen.
or both.
I keep fucking it up, like saying, watch this, but we're just recording sounds.
Sorry, my wife got a cat literally yesterday and it is going nuts. Hang on.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Myself, I've been playing Bugsnax, which while I played it on PC when it first came out, I've gone back to on the Xbox because it just hit Game Pass. And I wanted to check out the Isle of Big Bugsnax DLC, which was released free as an update for the game. And you unlock the DLC, the ability to play the DLC quite late in the game, so I've not long reached that point and reached the Isle of Big Bugsnax. So I'm in uncharted waters as far as my experience with the game goes right now, which is great. Not gonna lie.
Uncharted, Nolan North is in this one?
Yes.
He's in Bugsnax?
Yes, he is a Bugsnax.
Oh.
I'm lying. But Ezio Auditore from the Assassin's Creed games is one of the characters in Bugsnax.
Who? Oh, Ezio Auditore.
Yes. The voice actor, not the Ubisoft character.
That's cool. Does he do an accent?
You can't tell that it's him if your only experience of the actor is Ezio Auditore. Because, all the characters in Bugsnax sound, I suppose, kind of cartoony, or what's the term? They're big personalities.
Okay.
You can't always tell which actor is playing which character, which, of course, means that Nolan North and Troy Baker are not in this game.
Right.
Sorry, my best friend, Nolan North.
Troy Baker?
Not Troy Baker. I haven't interviewed him.
And Troy Baker and Knuckles.
With Doctor Strange. Follow me on Twitter for more about that. Okay, we got some news stories to talk about. We got the first one I wanted to talk about was RoboCop. Is coming to, or is now in, Fortnite, which makes him the latest in the 80s action movie characters that are coming to the game. They've got Terminator, RoboCop, I think they've got Rambo.
They had the Terminator.
Yeah, they've got Superman and Harley Quinn. Characters from Assassin's Creed or outfits from Assassin's Creed and Doctor Who, and there's a lot. There's even a real-life tennis player, Naomi Osaka, apparently.
Oh, which Terminator?
I don't know, but I take it you're asking that because there's a choice of RoboCops, the original from 1987 or the more recent all-black one. It is as the PC Gamer article on the subject says, the original good one. So the one from the 80s. They do misspell RoboCop because the C is supposed to be capitalized, but yeah, the other RoboCop wasn't a great movie. I did watch it.
Yeah, the writer for PC Gamer makes it clear that he's the fan of the original, but doesn't know how it's spelled, so it's very iffy. Maybe he just hates the new one. And
I don't so much like the old one, I just hate the new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, have you ever played Fortnite?
No. I watched some streams of it, not many.
Because I'm not sure how each of these characters plays. Is it just a skin? So RoboCop's running around building towers in half a second, while Superman's also running around building towers in half a second and no scope 360 people.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Like, I saw gameplay of the Superman skin, and yeah, he's running around with a gun, with a rifle, or with a pistol, or whatever. He doesn't fly.
That so seems that's a probably, waste, but...
That's probably how the Robocop skin also works. I know there's been some alternative game modes where, like, there was, I think, Avengers Endgame mode. Yes. Where you get Infinity Gun, and I know it's a gauntlet. I'm just trying to make people go, no, it's actually a gauntlet.
I remember hearing about that. If you collected it, you turned into Thanos for like 30 seconds and could just murder people.
Yeah, I think there was also like another Avengers theme mode where you were the aliens from the first Avengers movie
or the something. Chitauri.
Yeah, whatever they were called. Robots. Robot aliens. Or maybe I'm just imagining that. But yeah, the Thanos mode seemed like a decent idea. Like a good idea to get that character in there instead of being a skin. Where he just runs around with a gun and is little.
Though it probably is now a skin that you can get. Gotta make a skin of everything, because gotta keep raking in that money. But we did mention that Superman is in Fortnite. He's also in another game we're going to talk about. Multiverses have announced that they're going to have an open beta, and they put out a cinematic trailer showing off some of the characters, or all of the characters for the launch period. We've previously talked about the game on this podcast, and we know that they are planning on bringing more characters out as the after the game has launched. But for now, you got Superman, Batman, Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, the Iron Giant, Bugs Bunny, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Flynn from Adventure Time, and the Dog from Adventure Time, Tasmanian Devil, and Arya Stark from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
I mean, the others, okay, I get that in an abstract sense, they're all animated characters, or have been at some point. But Arya Stark from Game of Thrones?
I also, like, I'm not sure about the Iron Giant. Like, do modern... Like, children nowadays, do they know what Iron Giant is? Was there, like, a recent series or a remake or something that reintroduced him? Or,
I mean, it's a well-liked movie from whenever it came out, so I'm guessing the parents have shown their children over the years. Of course, the same argument could be made about any given Disney movie. Oh, do people still know what the Little Mermaid is? I mean, it's out there, it's freely available on probably streaming services or DVDs.
I just think that all those other characters, I think there was recent stuff with them, like Scooby-Doo, there was several series over the years that like the remakes or whatever.
Be Cool Scooby-Doo is the best Scooby-Doo series of recent memory, and you cannot change my mind.
I don't know, I didn't see any of them. I just know the Shaggy meme. Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
Yeah, they've put that in this game, according to this cinematic trailer, and I have no idea. I get that they're not really, they don't really care about lore or anything, because they're just shoving all of their properties into one game to have a Smash Brothers battle fighting game. But if they're inserting memes as well, it could get a bit messy.
It doesn't happen in any of the shows at all where he gets, like, where he powers up and beats people up.
No, no, he doesn't beat people up in any of the cartoons I've ever seen.
I feel like I've seen us, like, what the meme came from, like, there was a scene like that, but I don't know, I don't remember it very well. And I don't think he powered up in that one, it's just they played music from Dragon Ball Super over it or something.
Okay, I'm going to check out knowyourmeme.com. After an Ultra Instinct remix featuring Shaggy grew popular, the character developed a fandom online. 2017. Someone posted a video of Shaggy fighting a gang of thugs from Scooby-Doo Legend of the Phantasaur from 2011, featuring the song Ultimate Battle from Dragon Ball Super.
Okay. So he does fight people, but he doesn't power up.
It sounds like he fights people in this Scooby-Doo Legend of the Phantasaur. I'll admit my knowledge of the films is low, the animated films, but he's not someone to get into fights in the series. I mean, none of them are. They just run away from monsters for 15 minutes and then capture the thing.
I guess, like, because it's such a weird turn for the character in that scene that people assume that he powered up, even though there is no special effects around him. Zoinks!
Yes, it's a weird thing. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. It's not something that I'm probably going to play. The open beta is coming in July 2022. And it's going to be on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series, Xbox One, and PC with full cross-play support, apparently, according to the press release.
I thought this game was already out.
No, the open beta is not even there.
Because I swore I seen gameplay.
So perhaps some people have had early access to it.
Maybe. Also, like, feels like last few years, a bunch of people came up with their own Smash Bros. Thingies.
Yeah, I believe we talked about this before, but it just feels really late to the game to bring this sort of game out.
The thing that bothers me the most is that there is a bunch of like indie Smash Bros. Versions, and like, some of them, like one of them has some indie game characters, another has some, and another has some other ones. So it's like...
And nobody likes any of them.
I mean, I'm sure people like Shovel Knight or...
No, I mean nobody likes the games.
Oh, the games. I mean, it's like, which do I pick? Do I pick the one that has the one character I want, but then I can't play with other friends who like character that's in the other game? You know, it's annoying. Like, if you're gonna do that, like, it's, I don't know. It seems like it would be a bigger compilation, or just play Mugen. Do you know Mugen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably has all the characters, and you don't need to pay. And it's unbalanced also, so, like, quintessential Smash Bros. Experience, right? It's unbalanced.
So I hear. Well, you can't play those battle fighting games with other people, but soon you'll be able to play Fall Guys with everyone, because it's being released, re-released as a free-to-play game on PC and PS4. It's also coming to Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series, and PlayStation 5. And as I say, it's cross-play, cross-progression, and all thanks to Epic Online Services. And they're also bringing in a new in-game currency dubbed Show Bucks. In case you're wondering, how are they going to make money?
And you earn those Show Bucks.
Probably, but that guy's wearing a chicken costume. I want it, so I'm going to buy some Show Bucks to get it. They've shown a trailer for Season 1 called Free For All. Get it?
Oh.
And it's bringing new events and new locations. And if you are an existing player with a legacy pack, if you're an existing player, you'll be given a legacy pack, which contains a bunch of spangly cosmetic items and the first season pass for free. So you got to pay for the season passes as well. It's a supercharged version of the game's free progression path that can be purchased. So much like many other free-to-play games, Dauntless has the same thing. There's a free battle pass and a paid version of the same battle pass. You get some extra stuff. Can be purchased with the new in-game currency, Showbucks.
Okay.
It's going to be released on the 21st of June for all the platforms. Have you ever played Fall Guys?
I didn't. I watched some streams of it, but I didn't play it myself. I don't own it even. I don't think.
I played the beta, Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, back before it came out, obviously. I hadn't recorded some gameplay for the Game Green YouTube channel, and I was playing with someone else. We were a match made, so what I did with the video was whoever was in front at that particular point, I would make them the main image and the other person a smaller image, which I thought was very interesting. But the view count disagrees. I kind of enjoyed it, but player versus player stuff isn't for me. My wife did wind up buying it because of watching me play it. She says that now it's going free to play, she's probably going to play it on the Xbox. Because she only played it for a couple of months on the PC, she says, even though it was a couple of weeks at most.
Mm-hmm.
But this going to be free to play made me think of the main topic. Are there any free to play games that you miss because they got shut down?
Free to play? I mean, there's one that wasn't exactly shut down, but there was this Korean online game that I think was announced in 2010 or 2011. Maybe before that, and it took years and years till it finally came to the West. And recently, I think last year, the Western publisher sold it to some other publisher, and that version seems I couldn't log into that, so I can't play that game. It isn't an amazing game. But there was some features that I like, I wanted to record a video of or something, and yeah, I couldn't do that. The game was called Continent of the Nine. Yeah,
that's
one. Well, again, it was a Korean online game when you had. The online games from Korea coming out like every other month, so like it got lost in the shuffle.
The first one I wanted to talk about was Transformers Universe, which was a MOBA, and because it was Transformers, it appealed to me. Other MOBAs do not appeal to me because player versus player, but. Put Autobots versus Decepticons, and I'm in. It was supposed to come out in 2013. Obviously, it did not. And it was being developed by Jagex, who you may know from RuneScape fame. And I enjoyed what I played of that. And it got shut down in 2015. And they... I don't know where I'm going with that. They just shut it down. But the other one, I've got a bit more to say about that. Marvel Heroes, also known as Marvel Heroes 2015, Marvel Heroes 2016, and Marvel Heroes Omega, because it came out on towards the end of its life on consoles, on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And it was subtitled Omega, because they added controller support, I suppose. And I really enjoyed that game. I played it a couple times a week, at least. And so did my wife. So we were quite upset when it got shut down. I even spent money on it. And that would come as a shock to you if you knew how little I liked spending money.
I actually remember looking into that one. Was thinking of trying it at some point. But yeah, I never got around to it.
It was an isometric Diablo 2 type thing, and like the creator of Diablo 2, one of the main creators of Diablo 2, worked on Marvel Heroes, which is why it reminded so many people of Diablo. It was made by Gazillion Entertainment, and it came out 2013, went until 2017, and one of the funniest things that I remember about the game is that some of the original heroes were the Fantastic members of the Fantastic Four, and at one point Spider-Man gets a Fantastic Four style costume because he joined the team for a short time, and at one point Marvel said, okay, well, we don't have the rights to make Fantastic Four movies, so we don't want you to sell Fantastic Four. We've cancelled the Fantastic Four comic. We've killed off two members in this Secret Wars event. So you're not allowed to use these characters. So they had to stop selling the skins for the characters, and stop people from using it if you didn't already own it. Remove this Spider-Man costume from sale.
Did they also remove X-Men?
I don't recall that, to be quite honest. I just remember the Fantastic Four thing because because I wrote about it for the website. There we go. I've just spotted it on Wikipedia. Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, Human Torch, Thing, and Silver Surfer, and all alternate costumes were no longer available to buy between July 2017 and when the game shut down and a gazillion closed their doors in November.
Yeah. Isn't making video games magical?
Yeah. License the video games up there.
I mean, it's like the developer wanted to do a good Marvel online game, and but like whoever held the rights just thought about money.
Well, everyone likes money, companies especially.
Yep. I mean, it's a might have been a good move for them financially, but it's kind of shitty. Not the end of the world, though. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm going with this. Here's hoping that they stop shutting down free-to-play games.
Yes, stop shutting down games completely. Just let them exist somewhere so we don't have to recreate them like Champions Online.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I wanted to bring up that there's a company called Funcom. They did some Conan games. I don't know what. Can't remember off the top of my head what other games, but it had an MMO called the secret world, and they it didn't do very well. Like, it had small, very small dedicated fan base, and they eventually re-released it as a free-to-play game to there's still not a lot of people playing it. They don't do big updates for it, but they just wanted to preserve that and let people play it. Like, the servers aren't amazing, but the game plays like it should. And they do other stuff, but they still maintain this game for the fan base, you know, and that's great. That's what all companies should do.
Yeah, it's Secret World Legends now. I recommend people play it. It's pretty fun to, from what I've played of it. It's basically it's the modern day, but every single conspiracy theory is true.
Yeah, I really love that. Like, the whole atmosphere pulled me in, and then there's some cool RPG mechanics, like build. You can make different builds, have different powers, weapons, stuff like that. Fight Cthulhu.
And why not? Preserve games as free-to-play experiences.
Yeah.
Right, and with that, I think we've reached the end of the podcast. Thanks for joining me, girls.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Greencast, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. Until next time, game on.